Hey, pay attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
I'd sit right, please, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right tree.
Well, Elizabeth Warren seems to think that you don't give enough of your data up, and man, is she upset. Federal court ruling in favor of Mick Mulvaney is the rightful head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, something that Elizabeth Warren dreamed up in the first place. Anyhow, she wants it to continue to collect personal data on an identifiable level from everybody when this goes on. Fred Lucas is the White House correspondent for the Daily Signal. Fred, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. Elizabeth Warren seems to be a bit on the warpath. Now, that is funny. So tell me about this this battle between Warren and the White House over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Well, yeah, she has sent a letter recently that demanding that the CFPB reverse its decision in halting data collection. In response to an inspector general's report, also passed GAO reports. Those are both nonpartisan government agencies, watchdog agencies that looked into the CFPB's data gathering, determined that it's very prone to identity theft and hacking and so forth and other cybersecurity problems. So Mick Mulvaney, who's now the acting head, also the budget director for the White House,
right.
But CFPB director has halted this data collection until they can figure out a system that works. Elizabeth Warren says that the agency is going to be hobbled, that it can't work at all. Examiners are data-driven entirely, and they have to have this personal financial data to investigate these banks. So,
now, here's my question. This seems to me like another government-created bureau with undefined functions, unlimited power, because we don't know what it is. It just seems like another bureaucracy out there to gobble people up. Am I wrong about that? Because it seems... not well defined.
Yeah. That's always been a problem people have had with the CFPB. It's it is just kind of very broad powers, undefined powers, and that can like jump into almost anything financial related, which is literally almost anything. It ties to finances in some ways. We saw a couple of years ago they were jumping into college loans and so forth. So. Which is not what you originally thought. You originally thought that it was about Wall Street and banking regulation when the agency was formed under Dodd-Frank. So, being undefined is a problem. And one interesting thing with Elizabeth Warren is that she, as a first-year senator in 2013, she joined a bipartisan coalition of 26 senators denouncing the National Security Agency's data collection. That was for, of course, national security reasons. She is not upset at all. In fact, she strongly supports mass data collection by this consumer agency that she
newsflash
dreamed up.
Elizabeth Warren is a dishonest political opportunist. Okay, go on. Yeah.
Right. So That's a major kind of clash there with her record in the past, and of course this is a someone that many people would like to see as the presidential nominee.
Yeah, I'd love to see her. I would love to see Elizabeth Warren as a presidential nominee because
right,
she would be a miserable
failure. I think Donald Trump wants to see her as a Democratic nominee more than anyone else.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he'd eat her for lunch. You know, it's interesting. On a side note, I just saw numbers come out, polling numbers. Apparently, Oprah does not poll very well. 26% was her polling numbers when an actual poll was done, which surprised me a little bit, Fred. But I appreciate you coming in today. Fred Lucas, the White House correspondent for the Daily Signal. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Greatly appreciate it. All right. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Elizabeth Warren, she'll say whatever she thinks she needs to say in order to move her political career along. All right, the stock market, speaking of financial items and so forth, Speaking of financial items and so forth, the stock market has reached an optimism level it has not reached in 32 years among professional investors. In fact, it's the best it's been since before the crash of 1987. I don't want to, you know, be the harbinger of bad things to come, but this is the highest level of optimism since before the crash of 1987. Bullishness is reinforced by, well, like headlines from Apple bringing $38 billion back in a one-time tax payment, bringing $30 billion here to build infrastructure and hire 20,000 new people, which they announced yesterday. All of these things are going up. Bullishness is the belief that the market will still head higher. It went up more than 300 points yesterday to finish over 26,000, 26,115 for the first time ever. It's a very positive place for the place to be. In 1987, the stocks crashed a few months after that high point of optimism. A repeat of that scenario suggests potential danger, especially as the market moves become parabolic. That, according to John Gray, the editor of the Investors Intelligence Weekly Report, he said sentiment readings have roughly followed their 1986-1987 pattern. Then the bulls peaked with initial market highs early that year and then returned to about 60% of where they were. So, what would happen if we had a 40% correction? Well, we'd still be ahead of where we were with Barack Obama in the market, because the market's gone up more than 50%. It's up 5% in 2018 already. Think about that. Since Donald Trump was elected, the Dow has gone up more than 50%. So a 40% correction would still leave us in higher territory than we were before, which would mean your retirement funds and so forth, is a general rule, would likely still be higher. You would still be in better shape than you were before. So that's good news. And U.S. manufacturing output rose in December for the fourth straight month. It's just good economic news all over right now, but it does give you pause to say, okay, when is the correction coming? There has to be a correction. 51 after. It's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show.